We Are Bored podcast number 38. We took a small hiatus because
Jack got busy and didn't have his time for me.
No, I was in a horrible car accident. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even talk.
Like in Whiplash?
Yep. No, it was worse.
Oh.
I could drum, but I couldn't talk.
So, that was a pretty bad car accident.
I know. He just got up from that.
Yeah, flipped over.
King. King energy.
He got hit by a fucking truck.
I know. All right. So today we're talking about J.K. Simmons' movie and TV show. Ongoing. Season 1 of Invincible and Whiplash.
I know this is completely random.
Oh, no.
But I hate the windows thing. The sun thing.
Yes. Because it's like so blurry. Ugly.
Yeah.
Like if it was clean, maybe it'd look better.
For a minute, I was like, did I get a virus on my computer somehow and that's there now?
Yeah, no, and then it's like widgets. Like, I don't care about what Senator Fetzer is doing, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't care. I don't care where I want to visit in June. Anywho, really quick Skittle review. John and me, mostly John, just tried the smoothie Skittles. I hate them.
The first bite were terrible. They kind of grow on you a little bit, and they're not terrible then.
Hmm. I had the strawberry smoothie flavor and it was raspberry. I had raspberry. Raspberry sucks, for anyone who's wondering. In general, would you get these over the current ones I have, which are wild berry?
No.
And or tropical?
No.
Then they are worse than the originals.
Yeah.
Are these the worst Skittles you've ever had?
Probably. I wouldn't say they're terrible though.
But there's so many better Skittles, like mm-hmm. sour Skittles, which are probably my least favorite. Though, you know, I only get these wild berry and tropical together, so I don't really know which one's which, but in general, this pack is pretty good. And for 10 flavors, there isn't really a bad one.
You can look at which one's which.
I know, but I don't really take the time. There's like pineapple, passion fruit, which doesn't sound good. John?
Is there coconut?
Probably not, or I wouldn't like it. No. It's got pineapple, passion fruit, banana berry, kiwi lime, mango tangelo, strawberry starfruit. So good selection in the tropical batch. Anywho, that's the Skittle review.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other flavors of Skittles? There probably are. There's gotta be. Off the top of my head, I can't think of any others. But those five smoothie, they're the gray ones.
Hmm?
You seen those? For Pride Month, it's gray because only one rainbow should be in, should be in the center, something like that. But we have a bunch of movie news because we've been off for a while. So let's get into it, starting with, a lot of this is going to be like, wow, because this was like 2 weeks ago. But first off, Namor in Wakanda Forever, played by,
I see the gray ones now.
Yeah.
So I was looking up them to see, you know.
Watch yourself.
No, to see all the other kinds of Skittles.
Oh. There's the white, the yellow.
Bright side.
Yeah. Those are good. From what I remember.
I think that might be it.
Yeah, I don't think there's. I mean, they kind of perfected it, right?
I'm sure they want to sell more.
Yeah, but they probably sell bank. That's probably one of the most sold candies. Oh, yeah, there's the gummies. But those are the same.
Counting those because we could count the popsicles then.
Yeah. Those are just the regular.
Sweet flavor. Heat.
What?
You know, I think it's like how, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's a logical step.
It's like how Jolly Ranchers did the hot ones. No way, that's real. Well, all lime.
No one's buying that.
Maybe these are, like, in different countries or something.
Cauldron and, Halloween. Those look like flavors that are in other bags, though.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. There's probably some, like, obscure 90s flavor that we're missing. Someone's gonna be like, what the hell? Anywho, Namor. Yeah. I mean, right? That's logical. That's what they should have done. And the actor is... It's weird that he's Indian. He's very distinctly Asian in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess there isn't any... I mean, I don't know if he is Indian.
I didn't even see that he got casted.
This was, like, June 8th, like, right after we did the last one.
Yeah, I didn't even see it.
So he, yeah, I mean, I guess, I mean, he's Middle Eastern. I don't know. He may not be Indian, but I just, I don't know. I find it strange. Plus, Atlantis, and I don't know how it is in, oh, we saw it in the MCU. Yeah, it's like off the coast of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why he'd, I mean, I don't know why he'd be Asian either at that point, but whatever. Pangaea or something. The Earth moved. Also, Owen Wilson knows nothing about the knew nothing about the MCU before going into it. He even thought that Aquaman was in the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. That's very Owen Wilson-y. Owen Wilson's a new G.
A new one. I've loved him since I was born.
But, like, of the MCU.
Oh, I've loved him in general since I was born.
Yeah, though he played Lightning McQueen, which is a bit of a problem.
I loved him in that role. Loved him in Night at the Museum.
Oh, okay, that was his peak. There's a little dude who runs from a volcano. He's like, wow, wow.
Mm-hmm. He did it again in Loki.
Exactly. He's always running from volcanoes, except that he was a big dude there. Regular sized dude, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Loki will have the biggest impact of any show so far. We can pretty much see that in episode 2.
You know, that's the funniest one out of all of them. Like, if you would have told me a couple months ago that one would have the biggest impact.
You'd be like, what? Because it's off-brand. It's a different Loki. Yeah. It almost feels like parallel, but in fact, it's quite the opposite.
I thought out of all the shows, this would have nothing to do with the MCU.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's like, so does this mean Loki's coming back?
Well, this one's definitely tying into the multiverse, for sure.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just curious if, like, this Loki's coming back. Because it essentially is just 2017 Loki, or 2018 Loki.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the 2012, I don't know, I mean.
I wonder how much longer Thor and Loki, the actors, can still do it.
Yeah, because, I mean, it seems like they're going forever.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, Chris Hemsworth just seems to be getting bigger, so...
Not even just that, though, because, like, obviously they're aging a lot, you know? These guys are gods. They're not going to all suddenly just start aging rapidly.
Maybe they'll grow into, like, Odin age.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Hopkins. And also he mentioned that episode 4 and 5 are the big ones. He said it takes a bit of a twist at that point, and I'm really excited. Jamal is playing Titania in She-Hulk, who is like, she can pretty much Ant-Man, but like only grows big, I think.
Oh.
As one of the villains. I'm so curious what that's going to be, She-Hulk. Because it kind of sounded like a courtroom drama. I was like, oh. But now it sounds like, because also the son of Bruce Banner, Scar, may be in it as well. So it's like, is this just going to be...
I think this might be adding too many Hulks. It's too soon.
Nah. Too soon. He was the second hero on the MCU. It's about time we got more. I mean, Red Hulk should have been around a lot long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
If there was a trilogy, he would have been the obvious like second villain.
I usually don't like that many of the other Hulks, though.
I do.
I like the main one and Red Hulk.
I mean, She Hulk's good. I'm always surprised how long she's been around. She's like one of the earliest heroes, so it's pretty crazy. She's been around since, like the 70s. But yeah, I mean, I'd rather see a Hulk movie. Than, like, his son, but obviously they can't do that, unfortunately. Maybe one day. I don't know, maybe there's a gray area in the TV shows. Like,
you know what they can do? They can call it She-Hulk, but make it about Hulk.
Yeah. That's so weird, though, because, like, Universal hasn't made a movie about him since 08, I guess. So it's like, how do they still have all the rights? I mean, but if it's like, okay, if Marvel gets Hulk back, but then we lose Universal Marvel Land, they can keep Hulk. But, like, you know, whatever. Because, low-key, that Avengers Campus thing is kind of cheeks.
Oh, it seems so cheesy.
Yeah. Like, they could have done something so cool with that. But, like, the Spider-Man ride, bro, what a downgrade. Yeah. And there's not, like, any, like, coasters or, I mean, there's nothing.
It seems like it's supposed to be built on what Phase 4 is going to build. I think they're going to build stuff based on Phase 4, not like Iron Man rides, not all that type of stuff.
Which is so dumb, because an Iron Man ride is like the obvious ride.
They knew they needed to get a Spider-Man ride in right away, though. Because it's Spider-Man.
Uh-huh. But nothing will ever top it. Amazing Event, whatever the official name is, but that Spider-Man ride's top tier. The Guardians game, there's a trailer for that. It's going to be a single player. It's coming out October 26th, so actually pretty soon. You'll be Star-Lord with the rest of them, and it's kind of like a Telltale game.
Who would you sell Groot or Rocket? Because you saw that option in the trailer.
Probably Rocket. I'd rather have Groot on my side. Rocket's always angry at you anyway. I mean, he'll just be more angry. But
and also, if you sell him, he'll probably come up with like a nifty plan to get out of it.
Exactly. What's Groot going to do? I mean, kill everyone? That's not good for you.
Exactly. Rocket will get out and steal someone's arm for you.
And I do like the designs, the mix between MCU and... Because, yeah, I don't know if it was just,
people didn't like them, and it's because they all expect... They expect everything to look like the MCU.
Though I didn't... I mean, the Avengers game kind of was... Eh. The Iron Man suit was pretty good, but Captain America and Thor were so, like, square.
Oh, I didn't like Captain America's suit.
And then, who else was in that game?
The Iron Man suit from the Endgame one looked really
good. Yeah. No, they had, like, good, like, variant suits. That was pretty cool. Let's see. Parasite actor, oh, God, Park Seo-hoon, maybe, is going to be Marvel's. The Marvel's movie.
It's interesting.
Who probably won't be playing anyone too big, unless...
He's playing the Mandarin.
Yeah. The young Mandarin, even though... The real one. The real one? This is going to be a twist? Okay. We're already expecting it. First look at Thor 4. You saw the shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean...
It's kind of what I would have
expected. Yeah, it's pretty comic accurate from that.
Yeah, people were, like, freaking out over how comic... I was just like, it's... Girl, Thor. Yeah, it's gonna be the exact.
It's gonna look like the MCU, but like.
Yeah, it's like I wasn't expect. I'm not freaking out over it.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't really screwed up a suit other than Captain Marvel's haircut in Endgame.
It was for the cancer. Remember? Have you seen that theory? Because
my hair was like shaved. Yeah, sure. Whatever.
That's everyone's excuse for her ugly haircut.
Who did they screw up? Anyone else? I don't think so. I think everyone's always had consistently good suits.
I'm gonna grow out my hair now, Jack.
Like what?
Close to here.
You should, Jan.
I should.
Close
to my shoulders.
Yeah, that'll look great. Can't read that. Chameleon will be the main villain of the Kraven movie. That makes sense. He's his brother.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? That
that's a logical step.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't think of that, honestly. Like, it kind of sells me a bit more on the movie with the brother dynamic, if that's what they're going for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who it is, but one of the Morbius people said that Morbius is the MCU, but then Sony said it's not. Again. I mean, that's so weird, because it's obvious Sony is trying to, like, with the Michael Keaton thing. Maybe that guy just saw Michael Keaton on set and was like, oh.
Michael Keaton wants to be in everything now.
I know. And we'll get to that in a second. Armor War, according to Kevin Feige, Armor Wars will be a... will scratch an itch for people who want more Iron Man. Okay.
Interesting. I hope we get all the suits, because we have to.
But he destroyed most of them. No, but the other 85 that he... Or 50 or whatever it was, 25, 35.
We have to see him.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense why they jumped like that.
Yeah.
They must have had this plan.
Yeah, they probably did. Because didn't they say he has, like, 7 years of it planned?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, he definitely had that planned. Because it's so weird, like, Robert Downey Jr. knew he was going to die in, like, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
We're little fifth graders. Maybe even fourth graders, depending on how early in 2015... So, and Robert Downey Jr. knew he was going to die, and then we...
I think that'd be the obvious step, though. I think would know. Even, like, without anyone telling me, I think I would be like, yeah, I'm dying soon.
Yeah, I mean... But not necessarily. I didn't think he'd die, to be honest. I thought Captain America would. Which he...
I thought both of them kind of would.
May have. I thought he'd retire because he had the family now.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, they weren't there, and I got to kill him. A family man off at CMCU.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted Captain America to die over Iron Man. Because I knew one of them for sure was going to die.
Oh, yeah.
Part of me was like, it makes sense for them to both be killed off. But they pretty much killed them both off.
Essentially. I mean, they're not telling us. Mm-hmm. I feel like there has to be something going on if they aren't telling anyone, right?
Well, when they didn't even tell the people who were doing Falcon and Winter Soldier.
It's like Captain America 4, essentially. So it's like...
I called it. I knew they didn't know where Steve was at all.
Exactly. And so I mean, it'd be so cool to get, like, a fourth Captain America with him at, like, an alternate universe where he actually did work for Hydra or something, but we'll see. We also have the Disney Plus stuff, everything, Marvel, Star Wars, anything, will be on Wednesdays now because Loki did well. If y'all do not realize, like, it's just because everyone wants to see Loki. Mm-hmm. It's not because it's Wednesday.
I don't want it to be on Wednesday.
Same. Because Fridays, especially during school, it's like when it's Friday, the weekend's here, shows up, and it's good better for us. But
yeah, because everyone's going to have it covered by the time we are able to cover it.
Well, you can just drive over here now. Or me.
Yeah.
Pick you up, whatever. What else? 30 minutes of Thanos was cut from Infinity War, and the Thanos creator, or one of the big writers, I think Jim Starlin maybe, was worried that they were going to Steppenwolf it.
Oh.
But obviously not. I mean, it's essentially his movie. I think if there's 30 more minutes worth of Thanos, that would have been a bit choppy.
It's still so, like, crazy that those are Avengers movies.
I know.
When you, like, really, really think about it.
It's not really the Avengers as much as it's, like, every era. Or what else are you going to call
it? Like, is Black Panther an Avenger? We spent so much time in Wakanda.
I mean, like, him I could kind of consider one, maybe. But, yeah, like, yeah, Wong. But,
like, he's not, like, actually one.
The only reason is because he's, like, an Avenger in the comics, so it's easier. But, like, Wong isn't. He was there, though.
Captain America Civil War was more of an Avengers movie than Infinity War.
Pretty much, yeah. But, you know. I don't know, because they had to call it Avengers. I wonder if it would have done well if they didn't call it Avengers. Not well, like, as good. I feel like the Avengers brand, because, like, half the time they call things Avengers when it's just Marvel in general. And I find that interesting. Next up, Kevin Feige also said, there's possibility for more characters to get prequels.
Like who?
Anyone.
Thor?
We got him covered. No, I don't know.
Should we see a Rhodey movie? No. I know what I would want to see.
The original guy back.
Winter Soldier. Him assassinating and going fucking crazy on people. Yeah.
But they definitely wouldn't.
It'd be so good, though.
Even if they were, like, not the violence. I just think that the fact that he's completed that arc, they wouldn't go back.
Yeah, but it'd be just cool to see a prequel with him, I think.
Yeah, I doubt it, though. Maybe as, like, a Disney Plus show.
But oh, yeah. Even, I mean, I don't think a movie, but, like...
Yeah, it almost is like Disney Plus, like Disney, the Disney Plus shows are like much more of the future, even though I feel like I think there's more movies than shows scheduled. I don't know, more content anyway in the movies.
Who else? A Wong prequel.
Oh, I see, you have to. I mean, Ancient, that would be pretty cool, because we know she was like dipping into dark magic. How did that happen? What does that look like? What did she look like before that? Who knows?
I can't really think of that many people who would be have a cool prequel.
Yeah, I mean... everyone's pretty, like, we got most people's origins. I mean, a Rocket, but seems like we're gonna, like, some of the Guardians may be cool. Like, a Rocket and Groot.
I don't think they'd be that cool, because I think the best part about Guardians is their dynamic together.
Yeah.
And I don't have any mysteries about any of them.
Like, other than, like, Rocket. Which seems maybe, like it's...
If anything, maybe Drax.
Yeah. But we know he's done, so... I don't know, maybe he'd come back if, like, they're like, we're giving you your due. You almost killed Thanos one time. I don't know, but that's Marvel news. DC. Super Pets movie. We got some
looks
names.
Really good.
Names attached to it.
I still can't believe they choked Kevin Hart so hard.
Keanu Reeves, The Rock, Kevin Hart as the Bat-Mutt.
It should have been Keanu.
Exactly. And then John Krasinski. Who, and I don't know who they're playing, other than Kevin Hart's playing Bat-Mutt and The Rock is playing Superdog, which makes enough sense, but Kevin Hart not so much. Yeah, I'm Batman. Literally, yeah. I mean, that's how
it is. Why?
If
anything, The Rock would be a better choice for the Bat-Mutt then.
Yeah, probably. I mean, because, like, I could see Superman's dog being super friendly and stuff, so...
Exactly.
But Bat-Mutt wouldn't be happy. He probably gets fed, like, just raw steak. The Blue Beetle movie will be an HBO Max exclusive. No theatrical release. For some, I mean, because, I don't know. Warner Brothers.
Jack, it's not an HBO Max exclusive. It's an HBO Max and my Flixer exclusive.
Right. Yeah. We have a MyFlixer. It's got to stay a secret, though. You don't want people, everyone, because then the servers will crash. We also got a reveal for the Batwing suit. The Bat, you know? Like Batwoman Season 2, the Batwing character. It's like that.
Oh, blue, yeah, black. Yeah.
I thought helmet it was a cosplay.
Like, helmet looks so bad.
Yeah.
Like, the body looks okay. Helmet looks so bad, though.
Yeah.
People were saying it looked really good, and I was like, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah, it looks like every other CW suit nowadays, honestly. The Flash Season 4 suit was peak.
It was too baggy on him, though, if it was a little bit tighter.
Maybe. I don't know. But maybe
I think that's the main reason why they changed it, because it was baggy on him. But I don't get why they just didn't give him a better version of it.
Who knows? Dead Man solo movie, who's a Justice League Dark character. Well, he's getting a solo movie, Dead Man. He looks pretty cool. I don't know anything about him. And there may be a Justice League Dark movie on top of that.
I have seen some stuff about him, but not that much.
JL Dark.
You have to fix
Donald Trump's glasses. Oh, yeah. So, where's my phone? So, they got Lego Batman movie 2 was canceled. And they said what they were going to do. And it sucks because it's so interesting.
I kind of want to go. I haven't seen the first one.
You haven't?
No.
It's pretty sick.
I saw a scene with him in The Joker, which was kind
of
funny.
Yeah. No, it is actually a good movie. So, in terms of story, Batman would be dealing with being in the Justice League and his dynamics with Superman and the rest.
That'd be funny.
And where we'd be seeing how they came together, and then Batman and Superman's relationship would be focused on as well. Okay, I said that. And then there's also Robin has a part in there. And then the villains would have been Lex Luthor and OMAC. And there may have been a crossover with, like, Marvel characters if they could have gotten it done. And they canceled it.
Why?
We have never seen a good interaction between Batman and Superman live action. Or, like, on the big screen. And they just... I'm pretty sure Lego Movie 2 bombed, because I think it probably sucks.
But the Lego Movie was so good, but they took way too long to get the second one out.
Yeah, oh yeah. I remember that was like 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And I never saw the Ninjago one.
Everything is... Mm-hmm. I never saw the Ninjago one.
But I know...
I loved Ninjago as a kid, the show.
I remember I was like, stop watching that. You're like, stop watching that when it's over. And I was like, okay, deal. But I was like, I mean, no shit, you're gonna stop watching it when it's over.
You know what's annoying?
Oh my god. I don't know if that one was good. Because, I mean, I know Lego Movie and Lego Movie Batman get a lot of praise for how good they are. Mm. But I don't know if Ninjago was any good.
I went through and watched some of it.
Not Ninjago one?
The show, yeah. Like, the show. Recently, like, to see. Because I was curious, you know. And I was also curious what ended up happening after, like, I stopped watching.
What? How many seasons are there?
There's, like, 13-ish.
Oh, my God.
I think, okay, so the first 10 seasons were on Cartoon Network. And then I think they started uploading it to YouTube.
Oh, well, they're...
And the fact that they have a movie, they must be making money. And then...
How much did that make? You keep going.
The first couple seasons, it was good, you know, because, like, you know, nostalgia that binds it. Obviously, the lines were kind of cringy. And then... it's weird because, like, you know, I like it because I grew up with it.
Yeah.
So, like, I liked all of it until, like, a certain point.
So Ninjago movie made $123 million, but it had a $70 million budget, so it didn't do that well.
Mm-hmm.
It may have actually lost considering its marketing.
I don't feel like there was that much marketing for it, though.
No, but you're just taking, how much it probably cost.
I grew up with it. So, then I watched after when I stopped watching. And it wasn't terrible. They kind of, like, grow up a little bit. But things are stupid because it's a kid's show, obviously. Yeah. And then, like, season 9-ish, way different than the rest of the show. Way different. It's kind of, like, more, not grown up, but, like, they've kind of grown up a little bit more because it's a year time jump. And
I know they have, like, a new villain every season. And all
It's a new voice actor for Lloyd and stuff. And then they changed how the animation is. It looks a lot cooler now. Okay.
And I assumed that. Because, the Lego Movie, that was so cool. They had, like, the thumbprints and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So Lego Movie 2 actually made $200 million.
Yeah, close to. Surprised me.
And the first one made, $460 million. Mm-hmm. And Lego Batman did $312. So, I mean, like... I don't know. I don't know how they didn't get a second one, but whatever. Maybe Warner Brothers was asking too much or something.
Yeah. But like season 9 and 10-ish, they kind of cut out some of the cringy lines that they would do in, like, all the other seasons.
Yeah. Well, was it just, like, average, like, ninja and, like, superhero lines and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Kid ones. Let's see. Oh, yeah, and Aquaman has a title, Lost Kingdom. But I thought they found that one.
We talked about this, I think, last time.
Mm-mm.
I could have swore we must have talked about this somehow.
Yeah, we talked about it off the podcast.
Oh, okay. Because you said that exact same thing.
That's my thought. I'm like, that's the whole thing of last one. I was like, they have to find this Lost Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. It's just
not. How many more are there?
You don't understand. It is Aquaman 2, but they're redoing the first one.
To replace
Amber Heard.
There's a rumor she's getting paid $10 million.
She doesn't deserve any money.
They should be taking $10 million.
They should.
Oh, God. I want to kill someone.
And they don't. Everyone should just not watch it.
I'm not watching it. I may watch it, but not with my money.
I didn't even watch the first one with my money.
Yeah, same.
So.
If you're listening and you have any morals at all, don't watch Aquaman 2 in theaters.
What if Willem's in it?
I'm sorry. We'll support Spider-Man 3 because he's in that one probably. Let's see. What else? Al Pacino may be playing Thomas Wayne in The Batman. That'd be funny if this is true. This is probably bullshit, but I don't know. This is funny. So I wanted to say it.
They got the wrong penguin. They should have done Robert De Niro.
Oh, my God. No, sorry, Al Pacino.
Yeah, you said Al Pacino.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they should have done Robert De Niro as the penguin.
Oh. I'm doing the Robert De Niro face. Mm-hmm. Now, Robert De Niro has to play Martha Wayne. Mm-hmm. Power couple. Grant Gustin is probably in the Flash movie. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. I wonder if they'll explain.
Well, considering that Warner Bros. Asked for the Flash in the...
I wonder if they'll explain that. Mm-hmm. Or, like, the first time he appeared. We also... the controversy with the Batman scene in Harley Quinn 3. I saw so many good jokes about that. I wish I saved this one. It was so funny. I forgot it. But it was, like, just something that someone said. And then Batman's like, heroes don't do that. Because, you know, heroes don't do that.
It's, I don't know.
I mean, it's not a huge deal. Like, why do we really need that? But
people were making it into a big deal with the heroes don't do that line.
There were some good jokes that came out of it at the end of the day.
But then there was people who were just cringy with it.
Yeah, probably. We got a Titan Season 3 trailer, and they're adapting Death in the Family.
What do you think of that? Because I know you love Death in the Family, right, Jack?
Do I? What, that sounds like I've made... I don't think I've had an opinion on it.
No, you like Red Hood.
Oh. Do I?
Yeah. You used to love him, at least.
I think it looks cool. I never read anything or seen.
I remember like a year or two ago, you're like, I love Redhead.
Nah, I don't know. He's pretty cool. Guns, John. He's edgy. So, yeah, I mean, that's interesting, even though
I need to watch Titans.
I feel like there's probably like two episodes with Jason Todd in it, I feel. So, like, gives a crap.
There's so many shows I need to watch.
Yeah, I know. We also got the first look at the Supergirl suit. It looks all right. I'm not going to form an opinion because I've seen other suits on wires and they all look bad. So, like,
the Black Panther one.
Yeah. So I can't really say anything, but it, I mean, I like the design, I guess, overall. I don't know.
I don't understand why.
I just think that Melissa, you know, the Supergirl TV show one, the first suit she wore was still the best one that's been put to screen.
I just don't get why people don't release like first looks at the suit before they start shooting in public.
And yeah, like out in the open in Atlanta. It's not even a restricted area.
I think they honestly kind of do it on purpose to get buzz for it.
Maybe, but you get more buzz if you release a good look, then have some set pictures leak, and you get both.
Well, I mean, they do get both anyways.
I guess, but then you have
people forming. The set pictures kind of build up, because then they're going to want to see what the actual one looks
like. But then you have people forming opinions that some people don't even care. Like, they'll see the actual suit, looks good, who cares? They saw the first look and it was bad. Anywho, there's also some Flash set photos on top of that. He has a derpy haircut.
He looks weird in the suit.
Iris is back. Michael Keaton's there. And he has the Flash ring.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. And there's a big rumor that Batman is being replaced.
I still really wished they would have done something. They would have done like actual Flashpoint, and they just made Michael Keaton Thomas Wayne. That's so easy.
Exactly. But Cutthroat, Michael Keaton's probably replacing Ben Affleck. And there's a rumor that Henry Cavill isn't completely written off, but Supergirl may not be from our like world. It may be the son or the daughter of Superman, and it may be the Christopher Reeve Brandon Routh.
Didn't Zack Snyder tweet out open pod though?
Oh yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if they're going with that.
Yeah, they're probably not because he's gone. But you know.
Yeah, but he didn't. He said that wasn't her in an interview in like 2017. He was like,
he was lying.
He was like, they asked about it, and he was like, it's not necessarily super like
He's lying. That's actually he's a liar.
A little bit. Black Manta will probably be in Aquaman 2 returning.
I like Black Manta. He's the only cool Aquaman villain.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. That's a big head, though. Nah, I mean, I like Patrick, dude. You know, the dude from Conjuring. Who's like, I am Ocean Master! Mm-hmm. Aquaman 2 kind of, or Aquaman 1 kind of sucks. Anywho, and Dr. Fate will be mo-capped. I think it's pretty cool.
I'm just thinking about The Conjuring now, how great the third one is. Samir thought it was good somehow.
Samir probably also thought that none was good.
Dude, it was the cringiest thing I've ever, like, that was the cringiest Conjuring movie. The third one was the cringiest one I've ever seen.
Yeah, that makes sense. And now they're gone.
I can see everything coming.
And then Shazam suits, which look good. You know what's funny? What? They changed the Mexican one suit from, like, bright green to, like, dark green just right away. They're like, we're not even going to try with that one. And they also changed the friend to dark blue because they don't even want to try with that green screen or blue screen. So, yeah, I think it's a little, it's less colorful, which I don't like, but.
They don't have the two capes, do they?
We can't tell, really.
I they could be overlapping, but it didn't look like it.
Yeah. And was the hood there?
No. They're not doing the hood.
They're not doing the hood. I don't know. I like the saturated colors of the first. I like the glow up symbol, and I like how big the suits are. But I think that
it doesn't look like they're doing the two cape thing.
No, but kind of.
On this one, it kind of does right here, but that one, it doesn't really look like it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Huh?
So we'll see.
I don't know. I think the perfect would be kind of a mix. Like the base suit would be the same as the first, but just add in those darker parts on the suits, but they kind of just I don't know
how come everyone else but Shazam is like either like look like they could be like 25 or 18.
Did you realize the actress who's playing her is the same one who played the child version?
No way.
Yeah, because she's like an adult now, probably. She's like 18. Yeah. so
wait, is she being recast?
No, the girl who played the kid version before she powers up.
Oh, yeah, one, is she the same girl?
Yeah, so it's the kid version. Now she's, probably 19, the actress, so she can play. So now she's, an adult, so she doesn't transform. So, yeah, the person who she transformed to is gone.
Yeah, so,
not recast, though, because I think the idea is since she was, 17 in that first one, since she's probably 18 or 19 now, by technicality, she's an adult, so the Shazam power doesn't change her into an adult because she is one.
Mm-hmm. So can she just always activate it, or does she still
have to? I guess the suit just comes on.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know. I mean, I like the costumes. I like aspects, but I honestly I have to see them in action. But I think I may like the first costumes better.
I still think this one should have been the one where they all came together at the end.
Yeah, 100%. And that's all for DC. Now miscellaneous stuff. We're making good time here. So season one of Boba Fett has finished, wrapped, and Mandalorian has not started. But yeah, you know, whatever. Good. Tamara Morrison said that we will be exploring the past. Yes. Hopefully we'll see the Sarlacc. I mean, we will, because they kind of glossed over the biggest thing.
And then we'll see Sebastian Stan as Luke again.
Now we're going to get CGI Luke.
No, that doesn't exist.
And Liam Neeson confirmed he is not an Obi-Wan. Could be bluffing, but I wouldn't doubt it.
They're just going to use his voice. They own him.
They own Liam Neeson. Mm-hmm. He's got to do Taken 5.
You know what Taken 5 is going to be about?
He's out in the tundra now.
No, you know what Taken 5 is about, Jack? He didn't agree to come back as Qui-Gon, so Disney, the mouse, took his daughter.
Oh.
Yeah.
They took my daughter. They took everything I had.
And then you just hear Mickey Mouse over the phone.
Oh, no. Oh, I can't do Mickey Mouse.
I can't either.
We got Saw Gerrera and Orson Krennic are returning in Andor, which at first I was like, oh, wow. But I'm like, oh, wait, this is the prequel.
Yeah.
I forgot that.
Why is he in every prequel thing?
Oh, Saw Gerrera? Yeah. I know. He's a rebel, man, but rebel. He's even meaner.
He's in everything.
I know. He's in Bad Batch, Clone Wars, Rogue One, now in this. He literally has been in everything that's related to the rebels. And he's in Rebels. Wow. I wonder
What if you got Hondo Jack?
Oh my gosh. If they're like Hondo Naka, whatever.
Was that your favorite part about Galaxy's Edge?
Yeah. He's standing up there on the Falcon for some reason. He's like, bow! This way! It's like, oh my god. But dude, he had like 400 points of articulation. Probably more. He actually probably had like 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he looks so realistic. I gotta steal that. I gotta like go in and do like a heist.
Oh yeah.
Where did Honda go?
We'll do that and then we'll go on the ride and we'll pull the thing down and just go.
We'll be like, how do you guys get in here? We lost. Taika Waititi said he'll start the Star Wars movie after Thor 4. His Star Wars movie. Cool. I wonder if
it's gonna be very weird.
It's gonna be wacky and crazy.
Imagine episode 2 with all the bars and clubs, but Taika Waititi.
Oh my gosh. It's gonna be bright blue and red. We also got our first look at Visions, and we're gonna get a better look soon, maybe. I don't know, but eventually we'll get a better look. But yeah, I mean, it looked like
I didn't see it.
Anime. It wasn't much.
I like anime, Jack.
Curse you, Perry the Platypus. Bill Skarsgård is joining John Wick 4. Yay! He's in everything. Is he? He was in... Oh, no. This is the only other one he's in. For a second, I thought he was in Knives Out, but he's not. He's it. You know, it actually... It, too, is underrated.
It is. We talked about this.
Yeah. We just need to bring it up again, though.
Maybe we'll do one of those movies. We'll do those movies one day. And then we can talk about the book.
Oh, God, no. We also got a Space Jam trailer.
Zendaya's voice does not fit it. I'm sorry. She should be recast. Like, I'm not even kidding. Her voice just does not sound good with Lola Bunny.
Yeah, I know it doesn't.
It sounds like shit.
No, that movie kind of looks bad, maybe a little bit. A lot.
And then they fucking... Lola Bunny used to be so hot.
Yeah!
Why are we talking about a bunny being hot?
Moving on! Okay. So, we got our first look at the Jurassic Park Dominion. Or Jurassic World, sorry. Oops. And it looked alright. Just CGI looking dinosaurs, so cool.
I didn't see it.
It wasn't much. It literally was like wasn't even a teaser, it was a sneak peek.
Is Dominant?
No, unfortunately not. Oh. Not that we know. Oh. Maybe he's voicing a dinosaur. Maybe they're evolved. Mm-hmm. No, but what's interesting is some of them will have feathers. Mm-hmm. Which I guess
they're evolving.
People think now that dinosaurs Pikachu. Probably did have feathers.
Pikachu.
I think T-Rex had feathers, which is like a lot less menacing than...
It's not like we would know, though.
No, you can... I saw a video explaining it. You can tell through how the bones are and like where they lived and stuff, and you can tell through.
I believe dragons were real.
What they probably were,
because they like I don't know if they were like fire breathing and like ice breathing dragons, but like I believe dragons were pterodactyls. I almost said pterodactyls. Yeah, pterodactyls. Yeah. Literally, is pretty much
it's
a dragon.
Just a dinosaur, or yeah, a dragon. yeah, no, it's so easy. I mean, the fact that multiple cultures around the world believe it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, yeah, that the fact that like yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it literally could have just straight up been like a version of a pterodactyl, like a thousand or like 100 million years later.
They were mentioned. I remember, like, we didn't actually talk about it, but they were in one of the wars we went over in middle school.
What?
Dragons are in one of the wars we went over in middle school. I can't remember which one though.
I don't know, but yeah, it's interesting. Just like Bigfoot is probably real, just a big ass gorilla. And
yeah, it's not hard to believe.
Yeah, and same with like a abominable snowman. Yeah, probably yeah, was some like gorilla that adapted and then died because they probably couldn't survive.
Exactly. It makes sense.
Yeah, it's not like we can find one now, probably.
And then everyone's like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, actually not. It's pretty popular opinion, I'd say.
Yeah.
Andrew Garfield and Jessica Chastain's new movie, The Eyes of Tammy Faye, got a trailer. You like Andrew Garfield, so I thought like bringing it up. But he's good in stuff that he does. New Lord of the Rings anime called War of Rohirrim, something like that. It's coming out.
I don't know why. I just thought of Mark Wahlberg in The Great Wall of China.
That's a movie he made?
Yeah, for some reason, some white dudes in China.
Yeah, white dudes in China all the time.
What?
White dudes are in China all the time.
Yeah, but back then, when The Great Wall was being
made. Oh, wait, that's what it is?
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm sure.
And he's the main character.
Yeah, people were mad when Tom Cruise played in...
Wait, was it Mark Wahlberg? No, it wasn't Mark Wahlberg. What's the guy's name?
Because there's a movie named...
I thought of Mark Wahlberg because I watched Ted the other day.
Mark Wahlberg.
Guy Jimmy Kimmel hates.
Jimmy Kimmel hates?
Yeah. They argue all the time and it's so funny.
Oh, shoot, Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. Yeah, it's Matt Damon, not Mark Wahlberg. Matt Damon.
Never mix those two up. Not Marky Mark and Matt Damon. Wahlberg Burgers. Wahlburgers. Iconic.
We gotta go to Wahlburgers, Chef.
Is that still a thing?
Probably.
Is it called Wahlburgers?
It's his brother's thing, I think.
Wahlburgers. Oh, there's one in St. Charles, Texas. St. Charles, Texas.
Yeah.
Wahlburgers. They have curbside pickup. They're open 7 days a week. Let's see. Oh, they have 4.1 stars. Went there around 11:30 a.m. Busy, but was able to get seated right away. Marky Mark.
Marky Mark.
Imagine being called Marky Mark. I think I'd kill myself. Have you heard his music?
Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, he made music, I think.
No, I didn't hear it. I know he used to be a model.
He's done everything. Masters of the Universe trailer. That's the He-Man, right? Yeah. And Skull Dude. I guess it's good. I didn't watch it. I don't care about the original.
Yeah,
and I don't care.
Maybe I'll watch it. I guess it'll be interesting somehow.
No, it won't.
It'll be great.
It probably won't be. Next piece of news. Toby Jones. Dobby himself is in Indiana Jones 5.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
He must have survived it and got teleported there.
I guess some guy saw Harrison Ford riding a bike. And yeah. And he's an active dude. And he's passionate about this. Actually,
I wonder if he's gonna die. Do you think he wants Indiana
real life or Indiana Jones?
Both. Probably wants them both. He probably wants to be dead, and probably wants Indiana Jones.
He always wants to be dead. I don't know. Not an interviewer.
He's got that cool ass earring, right, Jack?
Oh my gosh! Now we have the worst thing that I have to tell you guys, which is the news on the Velma show. Mentally prepare yourself for this.
Did you tell me it?
Probably. Velma, HBO Max series, reimagines the character as being of East Asian descent. That's not the bad part. In Mindy Kaling's reimagining, Velma, Fred, and Daphne, and Shaggy will inhabit a different world without Scooby-Doo and the Mystery Machine.
Oh, yeah, you told me it's stupid. I think that entire thing is stupid.
What the hell? You're getting rid of the... it's a title character! Scooby-Doo!
The person who's made you money.
Literally, this is unprecedented. And this will make Shaggy the only character to appear in every Scooby-Doo
comic. I'm going to go comment on Mindy Kaling's, all her Instagram posts, comment, die.
What happened to her? Remember when she had, like, no lines in the first season of The Office?
Yeah.
Let's go back to that.
Yeah. Well, she was in terrible in The Office, but then she was in that weird movie with, that I didn't like. It was that weird Disney movie.
I don't know.
Chris Pine is in it.
What, Ryan the Last Dragon?
No. Oh wait, was she in that too?
I don't know.
It was like a couple years ago. I can't remember what it was called.
Was it Disney or Pixar?
It was Disney. It was in an animated thing.
Oh.
It was live action.
What happened to you, Mindy?
And then now she's in Velma.
Inside Out?
No.
A Wrinkle in Time.
Yeah. Okay. I don't really care about Velma's race changing, but if Velma was originally...
She low-key always gave me that, but I mean...
Well, if Velma was originally brown and was changed to white...
Oh, yeah, I just realized. The outrage. East Asian is Indian.
Yeah. If she was originally brown and was changed to white, the outrage that she would get.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess they're all white.
I don't really care for it, honestly, but it's just like... that's the only thing that I don't really... like.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles by Seth Rogen will be released on August 11th, 2023.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
By Seth Rogen.
Is it live action?
Maybe.
Or animated?
I don't know.
Seth Rogen is involved in everything, isn't he?
Everything that's bad.
He was involved in Invincible.
He doesn't count.
And Superbad.
Those are his only good things ever. Don't touch my knee. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Oh, we also got our first look at The Walking Dead. I didn't write that down, but it just popped in my head.
You didn't see it.
They're in like a tunnel.
Oh, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, I guess you're gonna release a picture up every day up to the trailer for the final season. of The Walking Dead on AMC.
The Fall from Grace?
AMC, AMC premiere. I'm about to order the companions.
I think the reason...
I found all four of them for $100.
Pardon me? I saw them in a store.
I was thinking about getting all the volumes for $175 just because that looks so cool. But like that's $75 more. It's not really worth it.
I was thinking about buying all the compendiums as well, but at the same time, I'm like, I can just go to the library.
Yeah, I just like to have them.
Yeah.
Let's see. Will the internet tell me?
I need to buy all the Flash comics.
The internet will not tell me. Anywho, let's see. Nicolas Cage will only eat animals who mate in a dignified fashion.
So no animals?
Yeah. I mean, I guess so.
I eat horse.
Yeah, they probably mate pretty peacefully, I'd say. But they're not. They don't taste good.
How would you know?
You know, you gotta do what you gotta do out in the Wild West. No, I don't know. I mean, it's a very Nicolas Cage thing to say.
That's probably not true.
It's probably true.
Probably not.
But the question is, what does he think is dignified? It's Nicolas Cage.
Like, also, though, it's probably not true because Nicolas Cage has said, I will love and cherish you for the rest of my life to, like, five different women when he's married them.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. You know, Nicolas Cage is just a crazy man. Beauty and Beast is getting a prequel with, like, Gaston and his gay friend. Played by Josh Gad. And I didn't see the live action. I just know he's in it.
Oh, it's getting a live action. I thought you were talking about animated.
No. They're trying to kill those for some reason. Persian. Oh, did you see the first pictures of Ariel? Oh, my God.
I don't want to.
They're so bad. They're so bad.
Do you know who they should have had to play Ariel?
Jeff Goldblum!
Yes, he wanted to.
Exactly. This is my audition. This is my audition.
Yes, yes.
What do you mean? they really bombed that. Quiet Place 2 crossed 100 million, which is a big milestone.
Especially for the whole Corona thing.
And horror. I mean, mm-hmm. It's a lot. So pretty good. That's why I was so surprised. Because like even during normal times, 100 mil is like a lot for a horror movie.
Yeah.
So good. Let It Be is being changed from a movie, that documentary, to a 3-part miniseries releasing on November 25th, 26th, and the 27th.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm curious if it's gonna just be not longer. Hopefully.
I heard that it's not gonna be an actual like documentary. It's gonna be kind of like it's gonna be like Bohemian Rhapsody. but they actually have like the real person, John Lennon playing himself.
Mm.
Uh huh.
The one from yesterday, right? Him? The guy still alive?
No. You know, I'm saying they have, like, the real John Lennon playing himself.
That was the real John Lennon yesterday. Yeah. I mean, and Sheeran's going to be in it, too.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That Sheeran, man. I mean, it's cool. I wonder, he makes long movies, Peter Jackson, so I was like, okay, it's going to be, like, 4 hours long, but maybe now it's going to be, like, 6 hours long.
Yeah, and I also heard that people think that Paul McCartney looks too dead to play himself in this, but it's fine for John Lennon too.
George Harrison's doing all right too, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Stopped smoking and everything went all right.
Yeah.
And
then Ringo got shot.
No, Ringo. Peace and love. Don't shoot me. Ringo Starr walking in an alleyway alone.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. Vin Diesel said that Don Toretto can get a spinoff, like, you know, as if Fast and Furious isn't just Don Toretto movies. he said it could be a prequel.
He needs a prequel.
That's Vin Diesel. You know, I'm pretty sure those movies are all out of order. Like,
oh yeah,
I'm
yeah,
pretty
yeah,
sure they every time every
I saw
movie
someone talking about the timeline.
Yeah, they're like, actually, just so you know, the last one took place after this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, the only one I've seen is Tokyo Drift.
I haven't seen any of them. I actually think I'm gonna go and watch all of them.
Mitchell made me watch Tokyo Drift.
It's really good.
I don't think Dom's in it. I think he's at the very end. So no, it was horrible. He shows up and he's like,
Young you was probably so confused when you saw that guy just show up on your screen.
I'm like, I know who you are, but I think I'm in love. Knives Out 2 gets a couple more people. Madeline Klein of Outer Banks fame.
People, they just put her in there because so many dudes are obsessed with her.
Kind of weird. And then Jessica Henwick.
Don't know who that is.
Don't know. She's the first one who they've added who I don't know. So they have a Let's pretty good track record so far. She's Asian. But I don't recognize her from anything. And the last thing, more, we got a couple Hollywood Walk of Fame people.
I think Ana de Armas and Chris Evans should date.
You.
Only because of one TikTok I saw.
Oh, God.
Where it was an interview. And then the interviewer gave Chris Evans something, right? And it was like a sweater. And on it said, eat my shit or something like that. And then Ana de Armas asked for it. And he actually gave it to her. Like, people didn't know, like, he actually gave it to her. And then she posted something on Instagram with it. Mm. Power couple. Even though I'd be really jealous. But I want Chris Evans to find happiness.
Yeah, he doesn't. Didn't he, like, accidentally post his penis on Twitter?
On a live stream. And then...
Oh, God.
No, he said he's a hopeless romantic. It's not like he doesn't want to get married. He just hasn't found anyone.
Hmm. Surprising.
He fucks Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
You've seen what the director of that one thing said?
And, of course, there's the iconic... That suit slips off really easily. I bet you know. So Carrie Fisher, it's kind of surprised me that she's not on it. On the Hollywood, you know, star.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a movie.
No.
I was like, what?
Ewan McGregor, my favorite one. Willem Dafoe is finally getting his star. Took him long enough. My favorite actor. Michael B. Jordan. Surprising, he's the age difference there. Mm-hmm. Salma Hayek, Tessa Thompson, Macaulay Culkin.
Tessa Thompson.
Yeah, I don't know really why.
Yeah.
Regina King, Bob Odenkirk. Yes. Ray Liotta, Jason Momoa.
I heard I say Ray Park.
No. Ming Na Wen, Francis Ford Coppola. Really? Like now?
No. Yeah.
He hasn't made a good movie since 1979.
Isn't that like when the last time he's actually directed a movie?
Godfather Part 3.
When was that?
1990.
Yeah, so like he hasn't directed a movie.
Apocalypse Now is 79. That's why I say that.
Yeah, he hasn't directed a movie in forever.
I think he's directed movies, just not good ones. Keenan Thompson.
He's produced, but I don't think he's directed.
Keenan Thompson, this is taking too long. He's carried SNL on his back for like 20 years. Actually, he's been on there for like 15 years. Tracy Ellis Ross and Ricky Gervais, which is surprising because he literally is like FU Hollywood every other day. Yeah. So I guess they don't care. They're trying to be nice. They're hoping he'll shut up.
That's he's going to make a speech about pedophiles.
He's like, you're all pedophiles. And he takes a sip of beer and walks away.
I missed having Baja Blast. Oh, you actually, no, we need to find, we like need to do research later on to find like an old ass Irish pub that's still like an actual Irish pub. Like,
Irish owned.
Yeah, and it's not like it's now like a half burger place where you go eat with like after baseball and stuff.
Yeah, we need to find it. We may have to go to Ireland now. Yeah. I don't know.
I said that to my mom. She was like, good luck.
We're like plane ticket. We were like, $1,000, we're like, we'll take a boat. God damn. Yeah. We'll row. Mom, the storm's coming. I think we're going under.
We need to find a 300-year-old Irish pub.
Exactly. 300 old.
300 years old. It's been around for 300 years.
That's the news. What have we been watching? There's so much. I did not finish Jessica Jones. I was going to say I did.
Ninjago.
Oh, that was recent?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then Peaky Blinders. There's so many shows I need to watch.
Did you say that? I feel like you haven't said that in a while.
Shut up. Like, I want to watch Naruto in the Japanese dub. I want to watch. Because it's supposed to be better. Because it's also, I was like halfway through.
Doesn't Naruto have Principal Perry?
I was halfway through it, and in the English dub, you hear her. And it's just so hard to watch like that.
What? Shut up. Okay. It's Principal Perry,
and,
bro.
And then, what else?
Adam!
There's something else. Adam! Else. Oh, I was watching Bo Burnham special. And then... there's something else. What else did I fucking watch?
I watched Batman and Robin. I don't know if I said that.
Loki, obviously.
Loki, yeah. Swamp Thing, Return to Swamp Thing. Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost. Oh, dude. The Hex Girl is the front one is so hot. Steel, the Shaq movie.
Oh, yeah, I saw your review on that.
Scooby-Doo and the Alien Invaders. good one. But weakest to the quadrility. Road to Perdition, Fearless, I watched because I was...
I watched Annabelle.
I was at a little kid's house. I mean, he didn't own the house or have any legal right to it, but he was there, and so I had to watch the stupid movie.
I saw your review on, what was it called? Watchmen.
No. Batwoman, Constantine, History of Violence, Watchmen, Jonah Hex, and then Losers. DC is a lot of shit.
I don't remember if I mentioned this in the last one, because it's been so long. Conjuring 3 as well.
The Devil Made Me Do It.
Rewatching Haunting Hill House.
Didn't you say you wanted to start that, though?
No, I already started rewatching that one, episode 6. I'm watching so many shows at the same time, it's kind of bad.
No, I need to just, watch it.
Because there's so many shows I need to watch. I still need to watch Titans. I still need to watch
Breaking Bad.
I need to finish Peaky Blinders. I want to watch Naruto and the Japanese dubs. I want to watch so many shows.
I don't know why you wouldn't just finish Naruto with Principal Perry.
No, I'll start where I left off with
the
I could change it to the Japanese.
Finish it with Principal Perry. No. Why not?
Because it's so bad. Oh, I want to watch Superman and Lois. I want to finish that.
Principal Perry.
Shut up.
All
there
right.
was some other stuff I watched, but I can't remember.
We're going to go in to talk about Whiplash now. Welcome, everybody, back to Werewolf Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about Whiplash, a 2014 movie directed by Damien Chazelle, starring the GOAT himself.
What else has he done?
Who, Damien Chazelle?
Anything notable?
Yes, I believe so. Let me give it a quick check on the letterbox.
Because this was a good movie.
Yeah. I may be getting confused with someone. Oh, yeah, you did La La Land and First Man, which was
He must have felt ripped off.
Oh, yeah, he... First Man was that... what's his name? The dude who was in La La Land. I forgot his name.
I know who you're talking about.
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
He goes to space. First Man.
Oh, did he do Blade Runner 2049?
No, that's a different dude.
I know.
He also did Prisoners. That guy's pretty good. So yeah, it stars J.K. Simmons, the GOAT, who, by the way, when we were talking about doing J.K. Simmons, I looked it up, and he's not the star of any movie. He's the star of this and nothing else. And technically, he's not even the star.
Mm-hmm.
We chose Invincible just because we didn't have any other option. So that was quite interesting. Miles Teller and then Melissa Benoist, who, first time watching, didn't know she was in it. Bit of a surprise. Did you know?
When you saw, I knew she was, I knew that was her. I was like, oh,
that's... Well, yeah, I knew it was her, but, did you know she'd be in it?
I think I saw something with her in it, so.
It is a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes, 8.5 on IMDb. It was nominated for Best Supporting Actor, Sound Mixing, Best Picture, Best Film Editing, and Adapted Screenplay. It won all those, but Picture and Screenplay. J.K. Simmons was the supporting actor.
Why are movies with drummers so good?
I was thinking you were going to say that.
Why, Jack? Why are they?
Because it's Sound of Metal. You know what? When I checked the letterbox, I was kind of surprised. Sound of Metal is kind of low.
I know. I think it was amazing.
I mean, I didn't think it was. I think this is amazing. Better for sure.
I don't know which one I think is better. They're both different. This one felt like, there were times where it felt like it was going to be cliche with things, but then it went the opposite route of that.
When J.K. Simmons becomes a sympathetic character, you wonder oh, are they really gonna do this?
Well, I thought when I'm first watching it, when I was not even halfway through it, I was like, oh, they're definitely gonna have that moment because you see him with his former student, the hug thing, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, they're definitely gonna have a moment later where he tells Miles Teller's character, I'm only hard on you because I see the potential in you. I thought they'd have a moment
and
that.
And they did, but then they undermined it completely.
Yeah. Well, not even that. When they're sitting down,
he's being an a-hole about it.
He's sympathetic, but he's an asshole still at the same time, I thought that was interesting.
And then the end is so good.
Mm-hmm.
He just continues the drumming, and then when he tackles him.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That's such a great moment. I just thought... It was very quickly paced. How long was it? It was only an hour and a half, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't very long, which is a good thing, because if they would have drawn it out, it wouldn't have been such a good movie. But yeah, moves along, and I think that it has really interesting themes with gaslighting and giving up everything you have for your career, and it's,
mm-hmm.
and it looks good.
Yeah, it does.
It's all like gold. Everything's gold. And then, of course, and like any time J.K. Simmons gets to yell something, mm-hmm. it becomes like the most iconic thing ever, which we'll probably talk about in Invincible. And like, yeah, I mean, that the you're not on my time mm-hmm. best yeah. movie moment. One of the best. But now we get into some trivia. Oh, I forgot to say, it made $49 million on 3.3, which makes it one of the lowest grossing movies to be nominated for Best Picture ever.
It's amazing, though. So.
Yeah. It doesn't really feel like a movie that would be or get a bunch of money.
Yeah, it. Yeah, it doesn't.
Because, like, I know I heard about it because of the Oscars, but I guess I don't hear about, like, Oscar movies until the Oscars come out, mm-hmm. honestly. But this even less so. Mm-hmm. But also, we were in, like, fourth grade. So, it was only shot in 19 days. Which is, like, so weird. It was probably, I mean, it was, like, a blip for all these guys. Mm-hmm. And J.K. Simmons ended up getting 47 awards for the role.
Damn.
Yeah. That is.
Where'd he put all them?
I don't know. That has to be one of, like, a record. Mm-hmm. I think it is. Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, he knocked it out of the park. He plays a good screaming dude, I guess, because, I mean, J. Jonah Jameson. I'm so excited to see.
He screams as Tenzin as well in Legend of Korra.
Screaming all the time. Yeah, I can see why he's. Yeah, because he's like almost as much a voice actor as he is a real actor. He's good at both. But I can see why. He has a good voice. But yeah. So the writer and the director, Damien Chazelle, couldn't get the funding for it, kind of surprisingly. So he made a short film, submitted it to a film festival, which is a lot of money, but I guess he had enough for that. And using that, it was so good that he was able to get the funding for the actual feature film.
I think that's so funny.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure he may have submitted the feature to the same festival he submitted the short, but he just mm-hmm. submitted it as a feature and then got all the award.
That's funny that you submit like a short film, an amazing short film, yeah. so that you could produce another amazing movie.
I saw a clip from it, and I'm 99% sure that J.K. Simmons is still in it, but Miles Teller isn't. It's a different dude. Who is not as good as Miles Teller. Yeah, he was good in this too. If J.K. Simmons wasn't so incredible in it, I mean, he would have probably been nominated for something, but they were probably pushing so hard. But yeah, he really... and like every single movie where someone has to do something, he was a drummer before it.
Miles Teller?
Yeah, he'd been drumming since he was 15, but he took lessons. And I didn't write it down because it actually wasn't that impressive. I think it was like 4 hours a day, which is a lot, but for only 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. But he did... Some of the blood was real.
I'm not surprised.
Because he didn't jazz drum. And so, like, he wasn't... He built calluses in different places than where he was jazz drumming. And mm-hmm. so then when he was doing it, he was bleeding. Which...
Yeah. This movie made me want to learn how to drum and not at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, it's... Yeah, and then, when he like, just throws away Melissa Benoist, I'm like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah.
Big L, but he's kind of do what he... And he calls her back, and she has a boyfriend.
And, that was a big L.
And he's like, oh, darn. And that we talked about this earlier in the podcast audio, so check that out. But that when he flips in the car, he takes one, and he just walks... Like, mm-hmm. it's crazy.
You know, the crazy thing is, like, I thought that would be, like, J.K. Simmons would be, like, you know, he showed a lot of, like, heart, you know? Yeah. Then they go the opposite way, no. And you're like, you're done.
Yeah. It's the thing. They're always, like, flipping it on the head. And I was surprised. I thought that, again, kind of like in the tropey way, I thought they'd go, like, the direction where he can't drum for, like, a year. Mm-hmm. And then he can't get, it's hard for him to get back to it. And I thought they may go with that, like, depressing ending where he never could learn how to drum again fully.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't. He just gets out of the car bleeding and goes and gets fired.
Yeah, and like another way, like yeah, that was probably one of my favorite things about this movie is how they flipped a lot of the tropes on its head. Like how he calls Melissa Benoist back.
Yeah,
she has a boyfriend.
He doesn't want
to get back together. Yeah,
this movie is as one of the most like stressful movies I've seen is Uncut Gems. Is like constantly just taking L's. This movie is like the exact same way. Hour and a half, and like every other scene, he takes an L. He just does not win. He loses the sheet, and then he screws up on the drumming. Well, not really. Turns out somebody did the BPM thing. He was on time when he's not on his time.
Oh, really?
He was just gaslighting him. Like he says, he was just trying to make him better, but It's a very...
Yeah, like how he brought in that one dude just so he can make him better.
Yeah, it's a very, like, one-sided thing. J.K. Simmons isn't doing it to make him better. He's doing it so he can have the name of the guy who made, you know, Miles Teller in this case. But
yeah, it's really interesting. Yeah, you see that earlier with him as well when he does it with the ones with the one kid and he's like, are you out of tune? He's like, yes. And yeah, then he's like, he wasn't out of tune.
Yeah, and he gets, I mean, the kid starts crying. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. And so the scene where he slaps him, they did it fake every time until the last take where he's like, go for it. And so that's the take they went in. You could tell. You could see even nowadays, you can see a fake slap. Mm-hmm. It's kind of obvious, especially with that close. So it's cool, kind of, that he actually slapped him. Commitment, I guess. In early drafts, this was also more of a psychological thriller. There is elements of that is still in here, but it's less of a psychological thriller. Mm-hmm. It's more outside of that.
Yeah.
That would have been interesting to see, but I don't know if it would have worked as well.
I don't know. Because, like, the element obviously would have been... I think they would have focused more on that fat past student.
Yeah, probably. And, there also may have been less attention on J.K. Simmons. Mm-hmm. Like, in a psychological thriller, the climax doesn't seem like the reuniting of them two. It seems more like it'd be a cutthroat ending where he loses his mind, especially the way this writer did it.
You know, I did really like the ending. It's like... I do like one of those endings where it's like, you know, it's like you want to know what happens next, but at the same time, you don't want to know.
Yeah, and they do that stuff for interpretation.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily very happy. Because he probably would have been arrested.
Yeah, I also do like the ending, though, where, like, you know, he finally did it, right?
Yeah.
And JK's, like, they're both just making eye contact, and you can tell they both hate each other.
Yeah.
But they're both, like...
They have to have some respect.
Yeah, and, they, like, it's just the fact that they both did it together, it's just, like, you know.
Oh, and J.K. on the tackle, J.K. Simmons broke two ribs.
Oh my God!
Yeah, so they did. They went for it. I guess in 19 days, you have to be pretty quick with that stuff. And then this is one of those movies where Miles Teller, the main character, is in every single scene, which is always interesting. And that's why I think there are still psychological thriller aspects, because that's also something that's kind of common in a psychological thriller.
Yeah, I also did kind of like that though, because I don't think I would have liked it if we saw J.K. Simmons at home and stuff
like that. Because there are talks about scenes like that where we see him with a former student or something like that where we cut to J.K. But, that adds way more sympathy for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Which you don't need. Because there's enough where, like, you're kind of like, oh, is he trying to do this for the good reason? You're like, no, he isn't.
Yeah. I think it's just perfect how we see it through his eyes.
Yeah. That's all for trivia. Any other thoughts?
I really liked the whole former student thing.
Yeah, that was really interesting.
It's not even that big of a deal in the movie.
It's like a nice thing that you kind of see throughout. He mentions it.
And you come back to every once in a while. It's like, you see him, then you find out that this random dude dies, but you know who it is, even though you don't like actually know for sure.
Yeah. And like, by the time that Miles Teller gets J.K. Simmons fired, you almost don't want to see it happen. Mm-hmm. You're kind of on edge because you're like, I mean, this is almost like, even though it's horrible for them and Miles Teller is really not mentally benefiting from this. Mm-hmm. You're like, he's so close. It would be so easy to just not, but it happens. But then obviously you get the undercut where they're reunited at the end anyway.
Yeah, and then. Also, the part where, you know, J.K. Simmons is playing the music, and he's like, he was a great musician. He died in a car accident. Then you find out later he hung himself. I just think, how they kept coming back to that was really cool.
Yeah. Ratings and reviews?
Yeah.
A+, yeah.
Yeah, A+. I'd give it 97.
99. I won't go 100, because it didn't make me cry. But... It gave me that emotional high that I need.
Really, this movie honestly didn't even make me really that sad. I was more like...
No, emotional high. Like, at the end, everything's like crescendoing.
You said you didn't give it 100 because you didn't cry.
I know.
Yeah, I didn't feel like this movie would be one where you would cry in, though.
I'm thinking, like...
For me, it's I was like...
I don't know, I just...
Throughout the movie, when he's, like, drumming and shit, I'm like, yeah, get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, go.
The movies that I give high scores, I give them because you can't really describe it. You just get like a feeling from it that's good. You like it.
Even though I have like no clue about anything about drumming, in that drumming's last, so hard. In that last scene when he's like getting it all, I'm like, yeah, get it, Miles. Yeah, exactly. Go.
And Miles, he's got to be in more stuff, man. He has a likable face, I'd say.
Yeah. And then.
But they waste him and like.
He's going to be in Top Gun.
I was going to say Fantastic Four, but I'm not even going to bring it up.
I wonder if he's going to outshine Tom Cruise.
Okay. Come on.
All right. Welcome back to Word Board Podcast. Today, to keep up with the theme of J.K. Simmons, we're doing Invincible.
All hail J.K. Simmons.
Invincible is a 2021 action fiction animated series from animator T.A.P. based off the comic by Robert Kirkman. It stars Steven Yeun, J.K. Simmons, obviously, Gillian Jacobs, Sandra Oh, and has a 98 on Rotten Tomatoes and an 8.8 out of 10 on IMDb. So it was higher than I thought it was going to be, yeah, actually.
Same. I don't know if this is better than Whiplash.
Oh, what's it the Whiplash have?
94.
Oh.
So that means a good chunk of people actually said, no, I don't like this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who said that?
Yeah. So it has two more confirmed seasons, so we're going to get a lot more of it.
Yeah.
And also, I saw a TikTok of someone showing how far it is.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not even close to done with the first, like, compendium.
Yeah, no, it's only 13 issues.
Yeah, so.
And I don't know how many issues there are, but yeah. I read the first 13 just to see. The show is so much better than the comic, I'm not going to lie.
Was originally optioned by Universal Studios as a feature film with Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg before Amazon picked it up.
Huh. Aren't they still trying to do that?
They are going to do a movie.
Yeah.
Robert Kirkman said that they are going to do something live action but separate. I don't know. Like, part of me is like, you know, maybe do something completely different.
It only makes sense if it was like maybe the comic universe, mm-hmm, and it's just like a spinoff or something. But you literally have like almost a perfect adaptation of it.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you even try?
And then I was like, if you do it, maybe like do Steven Yeun, like actually cast him and do it, like do Invincible but a little bit older.
Yeah.
But then that just like confirms where he is way later on, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think it's a great idea.
Yeah. And then actors from The Walking Dead appear, such as Steven Yeun, obviously, Lenny James, Michael Cutlitz, Kari Payton, Shaniqua Martin.
Yeah,
and Sasha. Martin Green. Green, I forgot the
long
green
name, yeah.
Lauren Conan.
Conan?
Yeah.
Cohen.
Chad Coleman. Ross Marquand. I don't even know how to pronounce his last name.
The dude who's in literally everything ever.
Yeah. And when Mark and Amber break up after episode 6, the lotion and tissues are back on his desk again in episode 7.
Attaboy.
And then here's the weird... I told Jack there was a little bit of a weird review that someone left that contained spoilers. And it relates back to the comics. Adam Eve. So in the show... Her boobs are smaller than in the comics.
Dude.
That's what someone put as some of the trivia on IMDb.
No, I didn't notice that.
That's what someone put as the trivia on IMDb. Enemy's boobs are smaller than in the comics.
Oh my gosh. Bro. What is wrong with you? I mean, I guess it's like, it's a superhero show, so of course this is like half the people who watch this.
It's so funny.
She's so like much better in the show anyway.
Yeah, it's so funny because she's like, the symbol of like feminism, and people are talking about her boobs.
Yeah, people gotta chill, man. But with these cartoons, I just said she's bad, but you know.
Yeah, there wasn't much trivia on it.
I'm not surprised. It's a mm-hmm. recent thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm interested to see where they go, but honestly, I was a little bit underwhelmed just because everyone's like, it's the best superhero thing. It's the best animated show ever, and I mean, it was like good, but
I don't know if it was the best, but I really enjoyed it, and I thought.
I really enjoyed it, but I also thought that it didn't ever get going. It's just that episode 7 and 8 are so good that, like, but there's not, like, a build-up. Even episode 6, which is just, like, the college episode, is kind of, like, it's a good episode, but it's nothing, like, spectacular.
Mm-hmm. I thought the performances were really good, though.
Well, I mean, nothing's better than J.K. Simmons' line delivery. He has... Mm-hmm. I said in Whiplash.
I thought Steven Yeun did an amazing job.
Oh, too. Yeah. I couldn't even tell it was Steven Yeun, to be honest.
Like, I could only tell towards the end of the season when he was, like, screaming.
I only knew because, like, I knew who it was. But, like, if you didn't tell me, I wouldn't have been, mm-hmm. like, it's...
Yeah. I think they did a really good job because, obviously, they put the family, Sandra... I don't remember.
Sandra. Like, oh.
Yeah, I think. And then J.K. Simmons and Steven Yeun, they put them all in the same room for recording, so that was probably a big bonus.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac, our friend, said he didn't like the voice actors, which I found so strange.
Yeah, I thought they were really perfect. Good. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess Seth Rogen as Alan the Alien is the only one I could see, because like Seth Rogen is not menacing at all, but Alan is supposed to be like.
I have no clue about Alan the Alien, like in the comics. So
he's powerful. So that's just why it's like Seth Rogen isn't really a powerful voice.
From what I saw, like I knew he would become a lot more of like. In the show way later on, because I know he's in a lot of the comics.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew he'd be very powerful, but, like, in the show, the vibe that they gave off for me was, like, he's going to be a powerful but goofy character, you know?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But also, like, kind of have enough of those.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I gotta say, like, reading the comics made the show a little bit better, because it's, like, in the comics, on issue, like, 4 or 5 or 6 even, they introduce the, like, Guardians of the Globe and, like, they each just get one page, if that, and then they go off and then they're killed right away. But in the show, you actually get the full episode and then, like, the post-credit scene, they get killed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, I think it's much better done. I just think that, like, maybe it could be the comic format and, like, the TV show lends itself more to that kind of surprise story and that kind of shock. But, I don't know. Robert Kirkman is, like, a good...
He did the screenplay for it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to say, he's like a good idea maker, but sometimes he can fumble the bag. But I'll take it back.
Yeah, I was surprised when I saw that too on IMDb. I was like, screenwriter?
Yeah, I didn't. Because we saw it happen when J.K. Rowling wrote a screenplay.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it's really solid. I think it's very Spider-Man-ish.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
But in a similar vein to my, like, just in a disappointment way, is like, I heard that. It was like, episode 1 through 3, Spider-Man, and then I was like, that like depressed face for like 4 through 8.
Yeah, it wasn't.
And it's like, no, he's consistently very similar to Spider-Man, and like, the only difference is, I mean, I guess he's more like Miles then, because like the Prowler type thing, where his uncle's the villain, but even then, I guess his dad.
I still think he's more like Spider-Man.
Yeah, for sure. But like,
okay, Peter.
Prowler, I mean, doesn't try to like kill Miles or anything. He does the opposite. But yeah. It was pretty consistently Spider-Man, and like it wasn't that dark. I mean, I guess he almost dies, and I mean, almost dies a couple of times.
I know it's like really basic, but I kind of do like his like origin, like the when you see him finally get the power, not the finally get the powers, but like episode 2. When
I was surprised how quick
it happened. A little bit. Yeah.
Oh, they used that KG Elephant song. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then but like. When it gets bloody, it gets really bloody.
Oh, yeah. I mean, episode 8 is, like, one of the best episodes of anything, really.
Yeah.
That I'll give. That was built up to the height. And, like I said earlier, I mean, it came mostly down to J.K. Simmons' vocal performance. Mm-hmm. And, like, I thought that the flashback was actually really heartfelt with the baseball one.
Yeah.
And, because, like, again, in the comics, that's there, but it's not, like, they don't even do a close-up on Omni-Man's face, which is kind of, like, essential.
Like, also, with episode 2, something I didn't realize at first was, like, obviously in episode 1, we see him kill the Guardian, so we know he's not a good guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then episode 2, I think this is where he stops the aliens, kills all of them, right?
That is such a good line, when he's like, it's not your planet to conquer.
I didn't even realize what he meant, like, at first. Like, yeah. You just think he's, like, saying,
like, don't
go to Earth.
Yeah.
But then you just realize...
There's, like, such a double meaning there.
Yeah, it's because of the Viltrumites. It's not yours, it's mine to conquer.
Yeah, it's so cool. Yeah. That's one of the... Yeah. Like, when they show all the foreshadowing stuff, which is, like, it's cool that they pointed it out, but... it was a little on the nose, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It would have been cool to be able to rewatch and be like, oh, that's what he meant. I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't have noticed if they didn't point it out for me, but, like, I just... Whatever. Either way, it was a really cool line.
Yeah.
Cool double meaning. And I don't think that was in the comics in any... I know it wasn't in the comics in any form.
I do like the, like, you know he's a bad guy, but at the same time, you don't want him to be.
And you don't even necessarily. Like, there is that mystery is, like, is there a greater villain that's controlling him?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it becomes pretty clear by halfway through that, like, something's... Because he's hiding it. If someone was controlling him, he'd be like, yo, someone's controlling me. But... Yeah, I almost skipped that, I told you. Because I didn't know if, like, Amazon Prime worked the same way as Netflix, where it automatically shows you when the next episode is. So I was like, the credits are okay, whatever, I'll just skip this. And so I, like, went to the end, and I'm like, did I just see something? And yeah, I'm happy I double-checked that.
Yeah, and then, I think it's really good. I think the story is told really good, surprisingly.
And also like, the mom actually gets a lot.
Yeah.
And, like, they don't just brush over her, mm-hmm. but then there's Amber.
Yeah, I think each character is really good, except for Amber. She's the only one who I find annoying.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, sorry. And I think that, she's not great.
Obviously, him and Adam Eve are going to get together.
Eventually. Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I think they do in the comics, and, yeah, I hope so. They have changed a couple things, but I hope.
It just seems like they just, it was like right away they had a chemistry, and there's no way they don't do it.
Yeah, and then, because, I don't know, there's just something about, not only is Amber her horrible girlfriend, but like, there just isn't the same chemistry there.
What I didn't like was like, if she didn't know that he was superhero at first, you know, fine, right?
Yeah.
But then they do the thing.
When they do the reveal where.
I knew the entire time. You just broke up with him because he didn't come. He was like gone.
Yeah,
and he ran away. But then you know he was there protecting. What?
Yeah, like I still don't get that. Some Straw Groovy tried to explain it, but it doesn't make. I don't know. I don't know if I forgot his explanation or it's just so crap I blew it off. But like,
it. You know why Straw Groovy is defending her?
Yeah, but what was? Do you remember what he said?
No.
I don't, because I don't understand how any like. But she was testing him, but like, does she not understand that there's like a barrier when you tell someone something that big? Mm-hmm. And he tries to explain it. He's like, I put your life, your existence at risk by telling you who I am. And she's like, yeah, man, they don't care.
And then when she sees the thing at the end, she's like, all right, Mark. Like, I don't think he should have accepted her back like that.
No. Yeah, Mark. It's just so sad. Just go to the treehouse.
I have seen, like, not like after the stuff, but I have seen some of the stuff from the comics from when the show takes place, and I do like how literally the end is like exact.
Yeah.
From the comics, I thought that was pretty cool.
Mhm. But I'm excited for. So, you have them ranked, right?
Yeah, I also thought furry Thanos was cool.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty cool. That was a good part too when he. Just, they absolutely get destroyed. Because I was really, like, every time someone new came in, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, no.
And then, so this is my personal ranking of which episodes I like the most.
Oh, yeah. I also have to point out, the robot thing is really weird. Like, when he goes into, like, Rex's body, heck of a little girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she's just okay with it seems like.
Yeah. That was a little
I'm curious where that goes in season two.
Yeah. Maybe they'll just... Why don't she just stop being a hero for a second? Like, then maybe it'll be a bit weirder.
I wonder if they're going to do anything with her aging thing.
I don't know. Like, maybe they'll die. Maybe she'll die.
Like, I wonder if she's going to get, like, too young at a point.
But when she becomes a baby, can she even transform at that point?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. I wonder if they're going to do anything.
Hmm. I mean, they can. I know. She's interesting. It's an interesting concept for sure. Because it's like, with Hulk, they do interesting stuff with, like, the duality, but there's no like consequences necessarily for him turning the Hulk, other than the fact that he may destroy like a whole city. But
yeah, that's fine.
It's fine. You know, it's
fine. Yeah. So my episode, my least favorite episode, was number 4, the Mars episode.
Yeah.
I think that was the most boring.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's pretty weak. Yeah. They don't really do anything with like the people of Mars, Martians.
They said something.
They set it up, like, but it's like there's one scene. It's like 2 minutes with the actual guys.
And then my number 7 was episode 3, the Mount Rushmore episode.
Yeah.
It was another kind of weaker episode, I think.
Yeah, it's like, by then we were like, okay, let's go, but it's kind of slower.
Yeah, and then my number 6 is the college episode, episode 6.
Yeah.
And then episode...
I did like the horror aspect in that.
Yeah, I did think that was cool. It was very different, but at the same time, I don't think it's like.
But when the whole plot was just like the guy was trying to hook up with a dude, it was kind of strange. Yeah. And of course, that was the big Amber being just a complete wad episode.
Mm-hmm. My number 5 is episode 2, which is the alien invasion one, which I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, but I think it's. Put it above the I think that one. Episode's definitely better retroactively with that that little bit makes it sound better. But it was a cool concept how they kept coming back with these different like advancements.
Yeah, and then my. Number 4 is episode 1, which I think it was a good introduction. I think how they ended up the episode off was strong.
Oh, yeah, I have to say, just throwing this in there really quickly, the animation was a bit weak. I hope they have a bigger budget. I like the style because the artist who I assume they took the inspiration from is Ryan Ottley, who is like one of my favorite artists right now, and so that was cool, but yeah, it was definitely like cheaper looking.
They'll definitely get a bigger budget for next season.
Probably.
And then my number three, my number four is episode one.
Yeah.
Yeah, then my number three is episode seven, which it's like, I like, it gets like kind of bloody and stuff, yeah. Right? And I like the Adam and Eve and Mark stuff. And then we obviously see Omni-Man. He's just destroying everything that's thrown at him here.
Exactly.
Cool. My episode, my number two.
Oh, was that the one with the return of the guy who doesn't die?
Wait, the guy who doesn't die. Who are we talking about? Immortal? Yeah, he comes back here.
Okay, yeah.
I think he kills him, and then he's like, Mark, we need to talk, and I think that's where the episode ends.
Yeah.
And then my number two is episode five, which is the one with furry Thanos.
No, yeah.
I think that one was like more self-contained, but like also a really cool episode.
Because you had all the villains showing up.
And everyone getting destroyed. Uh-huh.
And it was cool, and the, I forgot his name, but the black guy had a really cool kind of arc and like character.
And then obviously my favorite episode, episode eight.
Yeah, I about agree with your ranking, so I won't even.
Yeah. Oh my god, episode eight is so cool though.
The train scene.
Oh my god.
But the best part is when he's like laying on the rock, he's like, 10 more years. Make another kid.
Yeah. Everyone memes it, but it's so cool.
Yeah, and like I said, the kind of heartfelt baseball moment, all that. And just like non-stop action, like testing him. And like, blood does not equal cool at all. I think sometimes people think that, but it was pretty cool there.
Oh, the blood here was really cool though. Yeah. It's like,
everything just,
it's
covered.
Because I just think it's like,
and it was
holy shit.
And I think it was interesting, and it had some really cool like visual ways to show Omni-Man's like evilness. It was small. I mean, obviously like when he destroyed buildings, but like the part where he just like would bring him over to the mountain and like cause a quick avalanche and leave.
Yeah.
And just like this small thing for him.
I am curious what they are gonna do next season, because obviously the blood was like, oh my god, what, holy crap, like this is crazy, different. You know? Yeah. Now that's gonna be expected with the next season. So they're gonna have to go above that.
Yeah. I forget what the next arc in the comics is. It may be the rape one. I don't know.
I don't even know who gets raped, so.
Spoiler, if you want it, you can skip right here, but do you want to hear it?
Sure.
So essentially, Omni-Man makes another kid.
And yeah, I know that.
So but the girl he makes it with, he rapes her.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. He makes an
but
alien.
But we see it.
He makes an alien baby,
they
right?
show it, though. They show the scene. Like,
that doesn't surprise me.
Which, it's like bad enough, but they actually show him like butt naked raping a girl.
Does he really need to though? He has so much time in his life.
Exactly. Yeah. I think he's just trying to get it done because like he needs someone to fight.
Yeah. And then also something really cool about episode one is it's like you realize that why he kills the Guardians then is because Mark gets his powers.
Exactly.
You don't catch on to that at first.
Yeah.
And then it's like when you think about it, it's like, oh my god, it all makes sense because now he's ready to take over.
Because in a similar way to how Whiplash kind of undermined common tropes, that's like a thing. You're like, oh, it's episode one, they're setting things up, and you don't even consciously think that. It's just like you don't think anything of it because it's episode one, they're setting things up, but there is a direct reason for it, a correlation, cause and effect or whatever.
I think that was really cool. I hope they kind of continue that kind of aspect in the next season.
We'll see, because like when it ended, you know, I was super happy, but one of my first thoughts was like, where do they go from this? Like, I know the comic is like 300 issues, but like, what, how do you get bigger or cooler or more interesting than this?
It's kind of like a Haunting of Hill House kind of thing.
Yeah, how do you build on it? And so, you can't do the same thing. A lot of, like, Knives Out, a lot of stuff has that problem. So, we'll see.
Yeah. Ratings and reviews?
Yeah. A+, yeah.
A+. I'd give it a 96.
96?
Yeah. All right. If you guys enjoyed, make sure you like, subscribe, comment, all that fun stuff. We have an audio-only podcast where we talk about news and what we've been watching, so go check that out as well. And also stay here on the YouTube for exclusive content weekly, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, we also have a TikTok, Twitter, Instagram,
yeah.
all at Word Podcast.
Thank you. Goodbye. Bye.